This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370. 605-5370.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, hope you all had a great weekend. We open up with our second interview with Dr. Niaz Ahmed Khan. Again, this is one of the most important and relevant interviews we'll have. The biggest challenge is to inform people all over the country about this remarkable book and the incredible work that Dr. Khan has put into it. He's an ophthalmologist, he's an economist, and the name of the book is How to Reverse World Recession in a matter of days, win $10 million to prove it wrong. That's quite a statement. It's published by Author House, and you can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com to get it. And Dr. Khan, it's great to have you on again.
Thank you very much.
All right. We are Skyping through the UAE, and I do need to make that announcement. So, Dr. Khan, again, for those people who may have missed our first interview, and we'll get into more detail on this one, give us an overview of the book and why you wrote it.
Yeah. First thing is this, every country sells bond. And these bonds are always interest-based, and it is a debt to the state. This is why I'm coming back to you, that I am proposing bonds which are debt-free, interest-free, and they are available to rich and poor. How they will be sold? It will be sold by the government or by the state. And first month, the $1 will buy 5 bonds. Second month, it will become 4 bonds. Third month, it will be 3, and 3 will remain throughout the whole year. What is the use of these bonds? The bonds, you can use it for all government services. You use it, and how you will use it? If there is a bill of $100, you pay 200 bonds. 200 bonds will cost you $40. So you are getting 60% discount. This is one benefit. Second benefit is there are 1,000 million draws every day of $1 million. Third thing is this, that if you invest in these bonds, $100,000, you will get at least 100% return within 30 days. This is something which is everybody will love to have it. These three are the main conditions. And then there is a $10 million duty free if you give about $100,000 to the government. Now look at this. Everybody will try to buy these bonds as early as possible. So by this we are expecting if 10% of the US population buy these bonds, then there will be at least $2.5 trillion in government's pocket without any debt. This is the main thing. And when the 100% return comes, this is something very unique. These bonds will be sold by all unemployed, eligible people who have at least a little bit of education, high school education. They will sell these bonds. And these bonds will be in the such that they will have a quota of $3 million. They can sell it in 1 month or $36 million in 1 year. But they will not be employed on salary. They will have a 10% commission. And that means $100 bill, they $100 bond, they will get it for $90. Now it is up to them to sell it at 91 or 99. All these people who have invested 100,000, they want to get their 100,000 back. So they will sell to the customers, eligible customers, in the sense that they say we will giving away 5% of their commission to sell their whole year quota in 1 minute. All those investors who have invested 100,000, they will have no option. They will just go into it and buy their whole year quota, and they will start selling into the private sector, saying that we are also selling at 5, because the government says if you want to get the rate of 5, you have to invest 100,000. Otherwise, it will be 4 or 3. So this is the main catch in this. That these people who have got 100,000, they will, whatever they want, they can borrow it from the market, because they are going to get it from the 100% return within 1 month. They will do this. So now they are going into the market, and they are selling it at 5 or near to 5 bonds per dollar. They will sell all their quota as long as the demand lasts.
Even those people without money can invest in this and have rewards, correct?
Yeah. The only thing is this: those who haven't got money, they will sit back, and they will think that how they can get these bonds back at the rate of 5 or near 5. This is the investor, 10% of the people who has invested, and they will sell it in return to the public, general public, who has got a $5, $10, $100. They will sell it at 5 or near 5, and they will get 5% commission back every time they sell these bonds. So this is how they will get 100% or more than 100% return within 30 days. And now the government has got more than $10 trillion in their pocket without a single penny of debt. And the best thing is this: no cost by the government. Government is not spending a single penny on this. So this is the main object of these selling these bonds. The government wants bond. Now they are printing money. The QE1, QE2, QE3, God knows how many QE will come. And it will cause inflation. This is a debt, and they have to return it. But there is no way to return it. Every day there is a debt. This is saying to death us part, not to debt us part. So the debt of America is so much so that you cannot imagine. It's almost $55 trillion they are in debt. When they will pay it back? They can't pay it back. This is the best way to do it. Employment is created. Now all the condition, all the system, all the government will, once they get this much of money within 24 hours, they will declare U.S. tax-free, no tax. Indirect taxation is already gone when they're selling their all government-based prices at 60% discount. So now think of it. There will be a deflation. Everything will be cheaper. Everybody will be happy, and there will be more people who will be buying these bonds. Every time they buy the bond, they can buy and sell. This is another business which they will do. Now, this is the main project, if you can think about it. Anybody who can think that if any candidate who are running from the presidency, if they declare that they will not take any tax, they will have a landslide victory, whoever is the candidate.
I want to ask you here, and this will pique listeners' interest. They can win $10 million to prove it wrong. Now, you say it's been proved mathematically and economically. It's not an illusion.
Not an illusion, because I have told you this is what it is. I have told you what I have said, that this is how the people will jump. Rich and poor, this will be that bonds will be in the reach of rich and poor. Other bonds with the government or seller, they are sold in the big institutions, banks, they buy the bonds. Not the poor people. Here, the poor people are also buying the bonds.
What is a website that people can contact you at? Do you have a website?
Yeah, I'm going to create a website soon. It will be there. It's not a problem. But main thing is this: my book is there on the internet, and they can see it, visualize it, and they can think about it, and they can look into it.
And again, our esteemed guest has been written up in the Wall Street Journal and others, so. This is real. Your statements are rather far-reaching. You can prevent recession, remove poverty, stem terrorism, have law and order reestablished, reduce drug abuse, inflation, and taxes in an interest-based free economy. I mean, are these claims over the top, or you're saying everything could be accomplished? And I'll have you give a brief response now, and then give a more detailed one when we come back from a break.
Okay.
So, first of all, is it accurate to say that you can solve all of these problems, Dr. Khan?
You have seen it, that if the money comes to the government pocket without interest, within 24 hours, much more than the annual budget, and 10 times more by the end of 1 month, and sky is the limit after 1 year, why the government will ask for taxes? And now these taxes are gone. Number one. Number two, the poverty is finished, because they will 5 million people will be employed to sell these bonds at 10% commission. They can. It is up to them to take 5 or 6. Poverty is the mother of all ills. Now the tax is gone, poverty is gone. Naturally, law and order will improve. Tax is already gone. So who will not do this? The United States will become the perfect social state, where nobody will be unemployed. Everybody will get.
All right, we're going to come back after a break. This sounds remarkable, but it appears to be really quite incredible and profound. So be open-minded. The book is How to Reverse World Recession in Matter of Days. Win $10 million to prove it wrong. Dr. Niaz Ahmed Khan, K-H-A-N. You should Google him and you'll see this is the real deal. This is due to...
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative.
Over. Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like Rocket Mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Napa know-how!
Spend $24 right now at Napa, and you can get a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. Buy $24 of oil, get a free cap. Buy $24 of headlamps, get a free cap. Buy $24 worth of Pine Tree scented air fresheners. Well, we won't ask you why you need $24 worth of air fresheners. We'll just hand you a free Napa Chase Elliott racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer expires 3/31/16.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jim Rogers. I'm an international investor. I just did Stu Taylor's show, and he has very good questions and has very good insight.
All right, we return with a remarkable guest, a remarkable book, Dr. Niaz Ahmed Khan, K-H-A-N. The book is published by Author House, How to Reverse World Recession in Matter of Days, win $10 million to prove it wrong. So this is a challenge for you mathematical and economic and financial wizards out there. And you can contact Dr. Khan. Just contact me, and I will get him in touch with you. And I'd be happy to respond. The book is available. It's published by Author House. And Dr. Khan, I didn't have time to pose the question so succinctly based on the premise that poverty is the biggest problem. I'd like to add corruption to it. There are others, but we don't want to get into a political discussion. You're saying all of these problems that I had mentioned before, drugs, taxes, et cetera, terrorism, they can all be solved by this. Again, correct?
Yes, exactly correct. All of them are true to the last detail.
And did you want to say something?
No.
All right. I want to ask you about, and we want to get back to the bonds. You've talked about the bonds and how they can be used, the benefits. I would like, and you've addressed people who can't come up with the appropriate money, how they can make out as well, fewer bonds in proportion here. How do you control the artificially raised prices and subsidize prices of the commodities, services produced by the private sector?
You know, subsidized prices, the government has subsidized 60%. You know, when the 60% is government is selling all its services and no tax, All the prices are coming down with it. The 50% drop, at least 50% drop with all the prices. Nobody can compete it with the government when the government sells the petrol at 60% less than what is being sold at the petrol station. Electricity, everything what is it. Then how can they compete? There will be always a less price for all these products, 60% less price. So it will be a sort of deflation. And the people will buy these goods and services and they can spend it more. All the more, all government service will get the salary three times what is the present. So once they get three times of the present, the corruption will automatically stop. The only thing is why there is a corruption. Is corruption is always in the government sector, not in the private sector, because in the private sector, it's hire and fire.
Why would someone pay for the expenses that will be levied in the future?
Why they will levy in future? In the sense is this, because the government will always get much more than what they are going to spend. They will always get this money, which you can see it, how much money they are getting. Even 24 hours, they have 1 year budget, and in 1 month, more than 10 trillion they are getting, and in a year, more than 1,000 trillion. Why they will believe? Why the government, you know, the government survives on giving a good package to the public. Now, any government who gives this package to the government, why they will raise the prices? The prices will never be raised. Prices will become always less and less and less, because the money the government will have, they will spend on infrastructure, on social welfare, on healthcare, on education. All these things will be spent, and the people will be employed in that. So why there should be a problem why the government should raise the prices?
Well, you bring up a point here, and I'll counteract it by saying one of the biggest criticisms, and we're seeing it in the presidential election here, the primaries against the system and politicians that has really disappointed and taken advantage of people, and also government, which obviously there's a tremendous amount of antipathy towards. You're talking about the government affiliation. How can anyone trust the government?
Government, I can say you. Has any time $1 bill has been rejected? Has any time the bond is being floated, then they are bought? Trust is there always, but there will be much more trust when the government gives them back. Now the government is not giving them back what they are taking from the public, taxes, all these taxes being taxed in every way. Now the government will say, I've got much more money, we want to give you back. This is what it is. This is the confidence will develop. Oh, there is a confidence. If there was no confidence, there was no government. So you can tell me $1 bill was ever rejected by any shopkeeper? No.
How will the government control the under-invoicing of goods and services?
Under-invoicing of goods and services will become a history of a bad dream of the past. Why? Anybody who's exporting or importing, they will do it because they have got a lot of advantage in doing this. There is no loss in this. Over-invoicing, under-invoicing will be a dream of the past. Why they will do it when they are getting much more profit by doing it the right way?
Is there a financial incentive for advance payment other than bonds?
This is the only. The one is duty. There might be duty, say about 5%, 10%, or 15% on different. Now they will, if you pay $100,000 to the government will waive off those duty for 1 year. But this window will open for 1 month only. So advance payment is there. So in this way, this is how the government will get a lot of money upfront. And they don't have to tax people. Taxing of people is the main problem.
So based on what you're saying, and the investment here, people who invest $50,000 here receive extra bonds, and they have the option to import goods and services duty-free.
Yes.
People who invest less, do they receive these benefits?
They receive this less, but the incentive is much less. This is just a sort of condition. When you give it to the government, the government will do one thing, that whenever you give this $50,000 to the government says, sell these bonds to the agency through which the government has selected by bids, that you sell these goods to the bids, the government will say, okay, anything you sell through this government, the government will give you throughout the whole year cheap bonds at the rate of 5, whatever the amount you sell this through this. But at the same time, the government will say, give me 3% back, 3% bonds. They want to get 3% bond back, and they will give you throughout the whole year the rate of 5, whatever you want to spend.
So if
you
want to spend... Go ahead.
Yes.
How can a government generate the same amount of revenue in subsequent years if the bonds are valid indefinitely and are in circulation from day number one?
Yeah. Every time when you... Their first year, they will do that. This bond has got no shelf life. This is... You can use it all the time. Now the people will buy these bonds, the more industry will pick up. There will be mushroom industry will grow into the market. The more you do it, the more you will get the benefit of it. So there will be, sky is the limit. You can see there is no dearth of industry coming up. Only snag is this, there is a lot of condition on the industry, do this, do that, and a lot of it, taxes on these industries. This is why the industry is not coming up as it should go.
All right, important book, and we'll be speaking with Dr. Khan as we continue. How to Reverse World Recession in Matter of Days with $10 billion to Prove It Wrong. You can Google him,
or contact me, and I will see that you get through to the appropriate individual, Dr. Ahmed. Good night. Yes, Ahmed Khan. Dr. Khan, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
This is Stu Taylor.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference. Not $1 billion, but I do want to be able to save for the future. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out what I should be doing. Together, we came up with a personalized plan for my finances. And now it seems like a life of rewarding work just might pay off for a lifetime.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Senator Bill Frist. To look for the right direction for America, follow Stu Taylor.
All right, a lot of emotion as Bernie Sanders picks up delegates. It's not going to matter because the superdelegates are going to be handed over to Hillary, and she's not in prison, and she's not going to be in prison. Then she's got it. It is just frightening how many people I talk with and are petrified of Hillary being our president for 4 years. Even people who have always voted Clinton, Obama, and even further back. But further back, it was reasonable to vote for the other party. Are turning against Hillary because, in a sense, you've got two progressives. One is just a flat-out fanatic in Bernie Sanders, who attacks you to death out there. The other one is Donald Trump, a populist, a nationalist, feeding off people's emotions. I've been the first one to say it. He's gone too far in his craziness. I don't know whether it supports my theory of why not just be smarter and stop ticking off everyone. But if you keep doing it and you keep going up in the polls, what can you say? Mitt Romney, I no longer have any respect for you. Even though you lost, I still had a place that I thought was very special, and that would have been the presidency. But you've just unfortunately shown your true colors and bucked to the GOP establishment, the elitists. And Bernie Sanders winning, and Ted Cruz coming on now. He's up to 300 delegates. I don't have the number in front of me here, but I think Trump has about 380 or so. This is a tight race, and you're not hearing that it's a tight race because Trump is getting all the publicity. And I'm hoping more than I can express on the radio that I'd like to see Rubio drop out. I'd like to see Kasich drop out and have it be a two-man race because I could live with either. Number one, I could live with either one of these two individuals unless there's a broken convention, but I feel much more safe and secure with Ted Cruz. I've said that from day one. I continue to say it. Now, I was just going up on a lot of the websites here this morning, and I noticed one, and again, the timing I think is good for Donald Trump, considering all of the rather profound statements he makes day in and day out. ISIS behead 16-year-old boy for not showing up or coming late to a prayer meeting. He had about a two- or three-minute trial, and then they chopped his head off. And the blankety-blank in this country begins with A and ends with S. Incredible. You know what? Don't endorse waterboarding? And I'm with Trump on this all the way. I think he has to temper his comments on what he says about killing terrorist families, and they may care about that. Some things you, even though they may be politically incorrect, some things you just couldn't say. For example, I very seldom in my life say to anyone, I wish this person were dead. There are exceptions. Hitler, I wish were killed early, Osama bin Laden. But in general, people say, boy, you're so angry. I don't wish that on anyone. I don't wish it on anyone in this country, although I wouldn't have any objection to seeing Bo Bergdahl executed. All the causes that are in the best interest of the American people have been rebutted because of the political correctness of our society. And hallelujah, Donald Trump, not for everything, but to stand up and say waterboarding. Our own military people go through waterboarding. And as Trump says, they were over there chopping off our heads, burning people in cages, flooding them in cages. Sorry, folks. This isn't World War I or World War II. We have to go by the Accords of the Geneva Conference, et cetera, although I absolutely know
that there was violence that was perpetrated in those wars with Germany and Japan as well. I don't want to go back and have an analysis of that. I want to say Cruz is in this race, and he may be gaining some momentum. And I think what's in his favor and what's in Trump's favor is that there is a gigantic disconnect between the American public, the voting people. I mean, you're looking at this tremendous increase of over 3 million voters who have come out for mostly Trump, but some for Cruz, as opposed to the last election. As bright as Mitt Romney is, and I'm not even going to go through the analysis of that speech again. He really, really messed things up. And the big moment there came with Candy Crowley, and it's not pronounced Crowley for those of you who call her Candy Crowley. It's Candy Crowley. That was the big magical moment, and Candy Crowley should have a place in every Democrat administration from now on out. But there's a giant disconnect because the Republican establishment is saying one thing. The American people are screaming another. And yet we're still talking broke at convention. Oh, I know Marco Rubio won Puerto Rico and got all of there. Was it 23 electoral votes? And I know he won Minnesota. It's almost a mathematical impossibility for Rubio to win it. I believe it is a mathematical probability for Kasich to win it. He's talking about his strength in the Midwest. Once you come up further north, he's way behind in Michigan. Trump is ahead of Cruz. And Rubio's in third place. Rubio is a third place guy. And people just continue, a lot of them, to continue to take the Kool-Aid. A lot of them continue to drink the Kool-Aid. But you notice I'm much calmer now than I was on this show a year or two ago because it's so overwhelming. On one hand, that people still do. On the other hand, that we're finally getting a conversion of the American public who is starting to see the real truth, that I'm not going to aggravate myself to death over this. I've had more than one friend who said to me, calm down. So I'm trying to be calm. Inside, I'm on fire. On the outside, I'm a little bit calm. Hillary continues the typical Clinton behavior now. Even though it is legal, let me make the distinction between what's legal, what's tawdry, what's inappropriate. There's a big, big difference. Governor Bob McDonnell, who was prosecuted, had inappropriate behavior, and they made it criminal behavior. Same with Dinesh D'Souza. Same with Rick Perry. I'll never understand the Rick Perry indictment for firing a public official who used foul language and was drunk. You know where that's coming from. And I've gone over all of these things. Even if you're on the left and you sell out the guy in the White House and you're Bob Menendez, you're in trouble. Now, Hillary did not commit any illegalities when she drew $250,000 from her political campaign. Perceptions don't matter to the Clinton, whether they steal money coming out of the White House or they claim poverty or whether they talk about this huge right-wing conspiracy. Here are typical examples of sociopathic behavior. I mean, I'm not betting anything, but if I had to bet the farm on it, they fit the perfect description of sociopaths. You have to be a sociopath to come out every day and continue to lie in spite of the fact that you've been humiliated day after day after day, and so many of the suckers out there are just buying into it. Ever watch those rallies? Oh, you watch. I mean, everybody has. The rallies, the town hall meetings, the people in back, the applauding, clapping seals who were handpicked and selected. And Trump brought up the media, the cameraman who won't span the crowd. He's brought up the fact that there were a lot of people who were planted at these debates. This is the attraction of Donald Trump. He's got either the courage, convictions, or insanity to say it. And he's got the largest protective Secret Service contingent of bodyguards that anybody's ever had. And I will tell you, he needs it. And if you want to think about Trump and all the criticisms, and I've certainly have not held back on giving any of them out, I don't have any doubt that Donald Trump is risking his life by doing what he's doing. There's a lot of this ego. You better believe it. The vanity, the ego, the braggadocio.
It's unacceptable. It reverts me back partially, and I haven't given up on this, that his initial theory was to get in this race, have a good time, get all the attention that he craves for from everyone all of the time, and then, you know, be pushed out. How does Donald Trump quit the race right now? Part of the theory is that, isn't it obvious to just about everybody that the hatchet job he's done on eliminating everybody else has worked, and if he continues to do it right now, it'll be counteractive to the suckers who buy into Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. If you're out there and you buy into either of them, you're a sucker. You're deaf, dumb, blind, and stupid. That's my opinion. Unless, of course, there's something in it for you. You know, you got a position in the administration there for Hillary. I'm not saying the same thing for Sanders. These are a bunch of unsophisticated, uneducated, youthful people who don't understand that socialism doesn't work. They just don't understand. They're not looking at history. Now, do I excuse them? I don't excuse, let me put it this way. I don't excuse the people who support Hillary Clinton. I don't know how much evidence you need of someone who should be locked up behind bars. Different subject when we come back. All right, this is Stu Taylor.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money.
and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Ken Blanchard, co-author of The 1 Minute Manager and all kinds of fun leadership and management books. I've been interviewed by Stu Taylor a number of times, and I always look forward to it. He's really well prepared, he asks good questions, and it's just a fun dialogue with him because he's a tremendous learner. So I would recommend to you, any time with Stu is worth it.
All right, a dramatic change of subject here and something light and interesting to end today's show with. Joining us right now is Antonio Huerta. I'm going to spell his last name. If you want to Google him and check out his book, it's spelled H-U-E-R-T-A. He is the author of Robbie and the Magic Wand. It is published by Tate Publishing. You can get a copy of it by going to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And Antonio, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Basically, what's the book about and why did you write it?
Well, basically, still many, many years ago, I started writing short stories, nothing major, about half a page up to 3 pages, thought about writing a book at one point, but nothing would come through for inspiration. One time, out of just watching TV, I sensed some sort of a change into what I was looking at, and then I realized that I had identified a character. And with the character, suddenly, out of nowhere, just like when it happens, when somebody invents something, it comes out of nowhere, this string of ideas started to pop out, and a story started to develop. So I right away turned the TV off. I started writing notes on it, and before I know it, what I thought would be a short story ended up being a book.
Yeah, you really take readers into kind of an magical, imaginative, futuristic world with this book. It's got an interesting theme. We don't want to discourage people from reading the book. Can you just give me a 2-sentence overview about what the book is about?
Well, actually, Robbie and the Magic Wand is a very interesting development on a story that most of people are not familiar with. This is a solar unit that is set to save a solar city. And we're talking here about the year 3000. So Robbie goes through, and his friends go through, several impediments or challenges to try to accomplish that.
Have you always had a proclivity to writing science fiction and magical books, although this is a kid's book? Do you have any favorite writers?
Well, actually, for many, many years, when I thought about writing a book, I wanted to get something to suspense or horror, because I thought, I wonder if it will be a good idea to scare Stephen King. Because at that time, Stephen King, and it still is an author that keeps bringing stories and books and so on. So, yeah, he's one of my favorite authors.
Now joining us, Antonio, who edited the book, is Robbie and the Magic Wand. Whom is the book designed for, and is there a message? What age group, and is there a kind of a moral to the story?
Yeah, well, the age group, actually, when I thought about writing it as a book, I thought, you know what, many people read a book, and it always categorizes an age group. I said, this would be a book for whenever kids are able to read up to adulthood that can enjoy the story. So the moral of the story is basically to determine that when somebody has a challenge and you have an opportunity to make a difference, then positive things happen to where you're able to accomplish it, just like Robbie did.
What age is this targeted for specifically?
The age group that I'm trying to capture for the majority of the readers is I'm talking about 8 years old to about 14 years of age.
All right. Have you gotten any feedback from the book that surprised you, or something you learned from what people have said who have read the book?
Well, some of the comments that I read is in reference to the difference of the story, because this is not a book about insects or animals or dinosaurs or cars or airplanes. They mentioned to me that it's a unique book and it has a very unique story, and that's what captured their attention.
The book, again, is Robbie and the Magic Wand. Do you have any follow-up books that you're planning to write, or is this going to be a series?
Well, at this time, you know, my hope, like I had when I wrote the book, was to, like many other authors, is to hopefully I can make my book become a movie. So I'm venturing into that aspect. And later on, if there's another opportunity, then I would like to write that book of suspense or horror and give Stephen King a little scare.
Oh, I like that. You're going to give Stephen King a little scare. Was this a very difficult thing for you to do in writing your first book? What was the most challenging part of it?
There were difficult parts that I encountered writing the book. One of them is trying to keep to make up the story, because you need to know the who's and why's and when's, especially when there's something futuristic that nobody has come up with. So establishing the environment, establishing the characters, establishing the story, that was very challenging. The second challenging thing was to come up with Robbie, because Robbie is a cartoon-like character, and trying to establish that character was very, very difficult. And my dad happens to be an artistic painter. And
did he do the artwork for the book?
Actually, he did the artwork for the book. After many, many hours of discussion about what I wanted and what he thought would be, finally Robbie came about.
Okay, because it really is great. I love the artwork. It's a very catchy color. You've got about a minute left to go. Is there anything you'd like to talk about that we haven't discussed during this interview?
Well, actually, I just want to thank you and Tate Publishing Company for giving me the opportunity to participate in this radio interview. I enjoyed writing the book. I enjoy reading it. I enjoy Robbie and the characters and the story itself. And I hope that this impacts or initiates the impact on the rest of the community so they can enjoy Robbie and the Magic Wand just like I did.
All right. Thank you, Antonio Huerta, H-U-E-R-T-A. The book is Robbie and the Magic Wand. It's published by Tate Publishing. It's been a pleasure to have you all with us. Look forward to seeing you again here tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
Thank you.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.